Manziel. Yeah, you see what happened this weekend?
Yeah, I don't call him a quarterback in the NFL because he's not.
That's what I said. It's a trick question. But a fight in a Las Vegas nightclub, just
– You know what's funny about that
sad.
For the first time? When we come out and we look at the poster child for Ass Clown, it'll be him. And it is sad. Nobody's fallen farther. The only reason he still gets a little pub is because he's a Heisman Trophy winner, because he was a great college player. He's a C-list guy. He's a celebrity still a little bit. But you know what? This is the first time, with all the crap that he's done, that I didn't even read it. I saw the headline, and I thought, this is like watching somebody from Saved by the Bell that acted in two of them and never showed up again.
Yeah.
He is irrelevant when it comes to sports news for me.
Yeah.
He's not irrelevant as a lie. I hope he gets his life together, but I don't think it's going to get better before it gets worse. You haven't heard the last of Johnny Manziel's stupidity.
The phrase you used was to see how far he's fallen, and I think that you said nobody's fallen farther. I actually think, sadly, he has a lot farther to fall, and that's the sad part.
And the question is not about football. He's never playing football again in the NFL. Nobody will ever give him a shot. He wasn't good enough to warrant it again.
My prediction is
3 years from now, he should be out of sight, out of mind. He doesn't want to be a great quarterback, dude. He wants to be a celebrity. It's obvious, or he would have fixed
it. Yeah, or he has a death wish. I think that could be part of it, too.
He may end up in a ditch.
Yeah.
He may very well end up in a ditch.
Yeah.
Only he's at the point now where the only person that can help him to make that decision is him. Then he goes and seeks help, but until he decides that holding a bottle of booze and a thing and going picking a fight with somebody, getting his ass possibly kicked,
being in a Vegas nightclub.
You know what? Next week he'll be drinking. Tonight, Wednesday night, Thursday night, he'll go to a party in Dallas, wherever he's at. He'll be drinking again and it's perpetual. And you know what? It doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I could care less. The fact that we even let, but I
well, I care because I want to see how the story, you know, we're all curious to see how it ends.
Let's just hope it doesn't end him dead.